Yes, I am my cat's own personal Jesus. They love me. It's so funny to watch the little turdy get jealous. You know, she's so funny. But we were talking on the break, you know, because we're always trying to come up with solutions and stuff. And we came across, you know, George Conway and Kellyanne Conway. And now George Conway sounds like a liberal, right? So, Trey, how do people live like that?
Yeah, that is a weird marriage.
I've got the answer. Okay, and this is only if you consider George as a liberal, which I have to at this point because he's come from the dark side, right? But anyway, we know that liberals are the best lovers, but conservatives have the best freaks, right? That's the only way I can think it.
I don't know. It's just very odd.
Was I wrong?
Who knows? Who knows what goes on there?
Any freaks out there want to call 844-967-2789, or if you're just a really good lover. But
lines are going to light up now.
We were talking about James Carville, and I must have struck something.
I can't stand James Carville. I can't stand these old Clintonites who, you know, every time they get on air or every time they write an op-ed that's published somewhere, it's don't be so left-wing. Stop being so liberal. We got to go back to the center. And Bill Clinton, you know, paved the road for this reaction that we've been seeing over the last 20 years.
Another freak we're talking
about.
Well,
he is a freak, but we're, you know, where, you know, he went after, you know, and welfare as we know it. He went back to Arkansas to execute a African-American guy who had an extremely low IQ. I mean, he was playing the race card in the worst way to get elected, to appeal to the worst impulses among some white folks in this country. And, you know, we're paying the consequences for that right now.
And that's why I didn't support Joe Biden over Bernie Sanders for the same reasons. You know, the policies that he was a part of, right? And then
the crime bill, you mean?
Yeah, in order to get elected, you have to pretend like you're progressive, right? You had to steal the platform away from the progressives and then get nothing done because it wasn't really your platform, you know? But
Joe's been better once he got in. He surprised me on a lot of this domestic stuff because, you know, I think Bernie made sense to him. And he understood that Bernie's popularity spoke about some real needs for people out there. And I think he understood that, you know, some of the stuff that Bernie Sanders was talking about was important.
And I don't think I've never thought of Joe Biden as evil. And I know we've tried to portray him that way when in the primary we're trying to win, right? All tactics out the door. Especially when they crunched us, man. They crunched the movement that this country needed at the time that it was needed.
And then Obama got in and told everybody to get out of the race so that Biden can beat Bernie.
One of those guys on my bucket list. And now that I've met him, I'm like, oh, dude, we need to have a talk.
Well, this is the problem. You know, you wanted to meet people on your bucket list. You know, I've met some famous people. And be careful what you wish for, because
right?
A lot of them disappoint you if you meet them in person.
Well, I didn't feel real well when, you know, we got to see Hillary, $12 an hour Hillary Clinton, visit us at the Fight for 15. And that's where, you know, now I had chances to move up in activism and politics, but it wasn't moving in the right direction for me, right? So if it's not moving in the right direction, and when I say for me, I mean for others, okay? I'm one of these guys that, you know, I don't care if I'm a survivor, man. Let's put it that way. I am a survivor. I'm like an animal. It's hard for animals to survive when people are here. So that's where I'm at. It's hard for me to survive right now as an animal that coexists with everything. But I go through this and these damn emails, you know, that take up all your space.
The fundraising emails?
All this stuff. And I get one, hey, how'd you like to talk about the legacy of Hillary? I'm like, are you kidding me? You guys are still on this, aren't you?
I know there's this boomlet for Hillary for running for president again. Do they understand why she lost the last time?
Yeah, because she just wasn't very well liked. I mean, what could go wrong when you're running two candidates that both have a negative appeal to the public? And then you pick the one that's the most negative. Oh, I mean, who didn't see this coming? Well, a lot of you didn't. Okay, because you think that politics is just going to work itself out. That it really doesn't take anything except going out and voting for a Democrat or a Republican. And you don't pay attention to anything after that. Policy, nothing. It's right there in your face. You're getting robbed by billionaires like you never have been before. Wealthy people never did better than when you did worse during the pandemic.
Oh, the COVID was great for the super rich, man. They made out like bandits. And they are bandits.
It was like eight guys own half the wealth of the world.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, my God.
And, you know, what are they spending it on? They're trying to make...
Rockets.
You know, yeah, they're going up, you know, to find their planet B like you were talking about. But, you know, I do see this sign sometimes at global warming protests, there is no planet B. And I get it. I like this sign. But guess what? They're not living on planet A right now either.
No.
We are. And they're up, you know, they'll be fine during, you know, the global climate catastrophe. They'll be up on a little mountain and with all the money they could ever hoard and all the food they could ever need, and they're not going to be destroyed by the crisis of global catastrophe like the rest of us.
This is a real sci-fi taken event here. It really is. It's like you watch the 4th of July films, all the world comes together to defeat the enemy, and they're just kicking the crap out of us. We're the enemy, huh? Anybody that cares about the planet, cares about equality and justice and freedom, we're the bad guys now.
I mean, we can come together to defeat the enemy of COVID, for God's sakes.
Oh, and we're never... I just don't see an end to that. I mean, how
well, it's dwindling, at least, but at what cost? I mean, they're going to... But when all is said and done, and by, you know, April 1st, April Fool's Day, a million dead Americans.
Yep, and the worst place to be right now is Alabama, and lo and behold, they're the least vaccinated state.
Yeah, imagine that.
Hey, well, let's look at the numbers here. Let's have a discussion. I mean... It's like you don't have any problem adding up points in sports, do you? You can't do it in real life.
Yeah, people can't, you know, they calculate odds on playing poker or betting on their sports team, but they can't figure out that you're 28 times more likely to die from COVID if you're not vaccinated. I mean, come on.
Well, the argument for capitalism should be dead at this point because it's not about competition. There's no competition with Quick Trip right now. There's no competition with Walmart.
Quick Trip, huge Scott Walker supporters. Huge
well, they
Donald
gave to Trump
supporters.
Too, yeah. Oh, and they also gave money to that insurrectionist out in the La Crosse district. So, you know, we got a huge battle going on here. Joe Biden was right. You know, I was kind of laughed at him, you know, when he said it, we're fighting for the soul of this country. But, yes, we have been for a long time.
No,
that's why I laughed.
You know, he's right about that, and he's
right
that Trump has a dagger at the throat of our democracy. I mean, he's totally right about that.
Well, I guess these guys like these Proud Boys. Right? Republican Party. What do you
Gableman's,
Republican Party tell me how you like these Proud Boys?
Gableman's chief of staff is a guy named Andrew Closter, and he said, we on the right, we need our own irate hooligans like the Proud Boys, and we need our captured district attorneys to let our Proud Boys off the hook.
Oh, he should be careful what he wishes for. I'm an irate hooligan.
But you're not a violent one like the Proud Boys.
No. And I'm guessing that I never will be, and maybe physically I can't even be a badass anymore. No, don't hit me in the left kidney. It's the only one I got left. You can hit me anywhere else. Sure they will, right? I don't want to let them know where my weak spot is. They'll go right for it, right?
You just told them.
All that empathy these guys have for everybody. It just, you know, but I was watching it. If this thing is just going to keep going the way it is, the weather and stuff, I'm going to get me a snowmobile.
I saw a neighbor had a snowmobile right in front of his door. He must have just been out peddling around.
Well, I was driving through Maple Bluff, nice neighborhood, right? And I'm looking across the lake, and I'm like, damn, these guys could just fly across the lake into town, do whatever they want, and get back to Maple Bluff where it's safe again.
Snowmobile in winter and sailboat in the summer.
Make sure your plates and everything's good before you drive through Maple Bluff. I mean, for a nice neighborhood, and I don't know how nice the cops are. I'm going to make sure I don't get pulled over.
Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith.